Hey, this is Luke. Welcome to Lure It Up Podcast, powered by Bazodi Magazine. We'll be interviewing local creators who were in and around the clock for the Cropover season and beyond. Join us on this journey as we go behind the scenes of what makes Cropover, Cropover.
Welcome to Lure It Up Podcast with Bazodi Magazine.
All right, good evening. Bazodi is back here again with another podcast episode, and it is me, Ocean Campbell, once again. And I am here today with this lovely lady from BHL, here to speak to you about an interesting campaign. I'm not sure if you guys have heard about it, but I'll let you go ahead and introduce yourself and let the people know who you're here with.
Hello, hello, hello. So I am Sabrina Greenwich, the PR and Media Manager for Banks Holdings Limited. It's the Cropover season, and we have a campaign called Party Smarter. What is Party Smarter? It's a campaign we urge you as you party, as you go on the roads, as you go on the fets. So please make sure you drive safely on the roads. We know that we waited so long for Cropover to be back out there. We can't wait to jump. We can't wait to party. We can't wait to line. But we want you to be responsible when you're in the fets. You know, drink if you're drinking. Make sure you're not driving. Even before you get to the fets, make sure you know who's the designated driver so that the person can have a cap on their drinks. Make sure you, if you can't drive, there's a taxi service called Pickup Barbados that we've partnered with. It's an app. It's almost like an Uber service. Download the app. Make sure you get a taxi ride home so you can just chill and lay back and be safe on the roads.
All right. So don't give them too much yet. Let's reel back. So I know you're here with BHL. And BHL, I know y'all cover a lot of things. Y'all are doing a lot of alcohol distribution and that kind of thing. But you remember, they're not telling you not to party. They're not telling you not to go out and enjoy yourselves. They're saying to party responsibly. Mm-hmm. They're saying to enjoy yourselves, but within your limits, and make sure that you get home safe and everybody else gets home safe
exactly.
as well. All right, perfect. So what are some of the products that y'all are getting out there? So we know what names we're discussing right now.
Right, so Banks Holdings Limited. So we are the manufacturer for Banks Beer, Deputy Beer, Corona. We also have partnership with, we were partnering with Coca-Cola before, so all the chasers and the soft drinks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are a partner of delivery handling services. So now we're more into the, you know, beverages.
Oh, okay. The good
alcoholic
stuff.
And non-alcoholic beverages. So we know we can't have a good fit with a little beer, a little Banks, you know?
Just a little something to take the edge off, enjoy yourself. Right. Mm-hmm. But they don't want you to take that edge off and then go wild and then don't know how you're getting home. Mm-hmm. Or next thing, you know, you too drunk, you catch yourself behind the wheel and you're in a whole new world of trouble.
No,
that's not what we're looking for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's trying to enjoy ourselves. I know, Bazodi, we trying to enjoy ourselves, but we all need to drink responsibly.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell us a little bit more about this campaign now. You're saying, I know you told me that the campaign has been kind of pushed out already, and this is not a new thing. This is something that started, you said, last year?
Yeah.
Right, it started last year. But tell me a little bit more about what we're pushing this year, what you're getting out there, and what's fresh about it, what people need to know.
Okay. So safety is crucial for Banks Holdings Limited. I mean, we were lauded by the government for our safety practices and initiatives, and we were even given the mandate to transfer that knowledge to other organizations and institutions in Barbados, and that we had started that. Prior to 2023, we were providing transportation and shuttles for those at University of West Indies when they have their freshers events. We have this something called Safe and Sober Zones, where we provide a space for those in the parties to just chill and relax before you drive. We will provide water, non-alcoholic drinks, you know, chasers. So you should just be cool and calm before you hit the road.
Okay, I like that. You said it's what? A
safe and sober zone.
Safe and sober zone. So if you catch yourself in a party, you don't really feel like drinking, or you know you're the designated driver, you know where you need to be.
There's just chill a
zone
a little,
just for you. Go and relax yourself.
Yeah.
Right. Tell me a little more.
Good. So yeah, we partner with events even. So we have the DJs just promoting, you know, party smarter, don't drink too much. Make sure you have a designated driver. Mm-hmm. Those promotions will be going. We did that before. And so now we're taking it up a notch now. So we have visuals, we have road signage. So we'll always remember, you know, our tagline, Party Smarter This Cropover.
Party
We've partnered now with Pickup Barbados, which is a taxi service, almost like Uber. Once you have the app on on your phone. Just type in where you are. Well, you have to type in where you are because your
location.
Location will be on. Just say where you want to go, and a taxi will be on its way for you. Also, give you an estimated cost for the ride. Nice. Just be safe. We've partnered with them this year as well, and our messages are: make sure you have a designated driver, party smarter, leave home your keys if you know you're gonna be drinking.
Leave home if you know you're gonna be drinking. Come, some of y'all just get those drinks in your head and think you're a Superman, and I promise you're not. Mm-hmm. Leave home those keys. All right, man. I like that. So in terms of the road signage, where can we look up for some of these signs?
So we have the digital screens. We have the St. Lawrence Gap right on Halo, Lunch. Yeah. We have one in Accra opposite Chauffette Rockley. We have one in The Walk. We have Sheraton Food Court. Yeah, those are where we rolled out so far.
Okay. Yeah, and this is going to be running all the way through the season, this campaign.
This is not just a crop-over event. We're also going to launch. Yep. Okay. So after the crop-over season, then we have our campaign called You Don't Own the Road. You know, as Bajans, if you do jump, you can hear somebody say, you don't own the road, you feel on the road.
Right.
So we have another segment of the campaign we'll know after crop-over. So yeah, we're running right through because road safety is very important. So far we had 10 fatalities caused. Last year, the entire 2022, we had 9. So we exceeded what we did last year already. Yeah. So far, crop over season has been, relatively safe. Mm-hmm. And we want it to remain that way. And we think that these messages will go far. Mm-hmm.
We definitely need to keep those numbers down. We really don't want any tragedies. This is our first full crop over. We're back outside again. We really don't want to end on any sour notes. Mm-hmm. So we really need to take this campaign seriously. The people are telling y'all, BHL is out there. They have their signs. They have your sections in the party. The messages are out there. Please listen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just to leave the message to you guys, party smarter this crop over. Download the pickup app on your phone. Remember, have a designated driver. And just remember, don't overdo it. And then we'll be here. We can enjoy yourself. But just remember your limits. That's it.
That's it.
We're going to have fun on the road. We can see you in the fets. We can see you in the events, any parties. We're going to have a safe crop over 2023.
Well, y'all heard it from Sabrina. They don't got to say too much. BHL is letting y'all know to party smarter, party it sensible, and be safe with y'all's drinking. That's a very, very simple message. And we're going to be listening. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Welcome to the Lore Up Podcast, powered by Basil D Magazine.
All right. So I am back again. This is Ocean Campbell here with Basil D Magazine, and I am now joined by two gentlemen here to speak to y'all about an event coming at you, not a new event, something that is definitely established in the field. We are speaking about Frazzled. Now I'll let y'all introduce yourselves.
Hi, everyone. Good night. Good day. Good morning. My name is Russell Grant, Bash Brothers member.
Sean Sargent here as well.
I've been told to introduce them as the Cup Men. So I'm joined here by the Cup Men, and they're going to speak to y'all about their event, Frazzled. So this is something that y'all told me is kind of established. It's been going on for years. What year did you say it started again?
2009.
So this is something that has been coming at y'all for a while. Y'all know this event has been out there, but they're bringing something this year. They're established, but they want y'all to come out again this year because something's going to be new. Something's going to be fresh, and it's always going to be something good. So tell me a little bit about what's going to be fresh this year.
So, as I was saying, Ocean, as we were saying, should I say, 2009 to 2013, Bash Brothers, we did 5 Frazzles back in the day. And then Showtime, which is Sarah Chair, he did another 3. So, Frazzles is a known brand in terms of inexpensive, just come out, have a lot of fun. You get usually a big cup to drink, bigger than usual, same drinks prices. So the cup has always been a souvenir, in terms of people like, I got all 5 of my cups, that kind of thing.
Well, don't fly right past that. Tell us about a little bit more about this cup, because you tell me that this is something special. So talk about the cup.
Well, the cup is not as special anymore because gone are the days when we made it very special in terms of bringing the color-changing cup to the Caribbean, to Barbados, actually.
And they were the pioneers of the color-changing cups coming to Barbados.
Salt is called as the cup, man.
The cup, man.
So yeah, big cup, fancy cup. Back then, but now what we're doing in terms of coming back, we want to bring back an old nostalgia event, but kind of mix it with the new. So this is the first time actually we're doing it in a covered area, which is the brand new Hammond's Factory.
Okay.
Well, Hammond's Market, renovated Hammond's Factory.
Okay.
And all people are asking where that is, but you could explain that.
Well, tell me where it is.
Okay, it's opposite Black Bess off the highway. That's where the cup over opening was the Ceremony of the Kings.
Right.
Right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, I know everyone here in St. Peter can think, oh, you know, there's far black best.
Barbie the small.
It's literally 9 to 10 minutes from Warren. So straight road.
Yeah, exactly. Straight onto the event. 15 minutes from Wildy.
Not hard to find at all. Barbados is not nowhere as far in Barbados. If you want a party, you'll get there.
Exactly. That's the thing, right? So pretty much just Frazzle, man. As I said, if you want to create a vibe, tickets are $75. You get a branded cup again, a couple little, you know,
some other little treats in the package.
Little treats in the package.
We some secret, to, some things to come out and look for.
Yeah. Little treats. And then we want to include a couple, you know, bites for the people who get there early and some other little things. But we're not going to talk too much. Just get there early. Make sure it's at 8 o'clock to benefit from everything.
Well, back up and tell me, wait, hold on. So what's the date of this event? We know where it is, but tell me the date.
July 31st. There's a Monday, and I know people might be saying that Monday is a school day, but there's no school one. And two, there's no work the next day. It's a bank holiday.
Oh, I love
that. And there's no work the same day.
And the same day actually is now a holiday. So
it's been perfectly curated for you guys to come out and enjoy yourself. And as you heard the name, I'm a little frightened, honestly, I heard the name Frazzle. They really want you to come out and enjoy yourself because, as you know, as we majors know, you know what Frazzle mean. You coming out to really enjoy yourself. Really you ain't going home looking the same. You ain't going home feeling the same. So
completely frazzled out, yes.
You could rest the next day because you don't have work and the kids don't gotta go to school.
Exactly.
And I mean, you know, our demographic is unique. We have those folks that just wanna come out and party, you know, is honestly a wide demographic, but they all come together because of one thing. Our brand, you know, what we have to offer and the uniqueness of our parties, because everyone comes out, just dress down, just enjoy yourself, you know. No stush vibes. Everybody just partying, just drinking, and it's a friendly atmosphere, yes?
Oh, so this is not like your dress-up garden party. This is not a brunch. You don't got go for outfit or hairdo or nothing. This is come out, enjoy. You know, if you want to, you
could.
The guy's
going to come out, you know, looking sharp. The lady's going to come out looking well-dressed and everything.
Right, yeah.
But at the end of the day, the goal is to get frazzled.
It's not about appearances. It's about enjoyment.
It's about enjoyment. Yeah. Drinks, party. I mean, all of our events, and you can ask Russell, we have a core group of people. If we start an event at 3 o'clock, sometimes the folks are there at 2 waiting to get in so they can start on the drinks and just start the party.
Okay. The real drinkers come out and show
themselves. Folks actually look forward to the vibes, you know. And honestly, we have an amazing DJ lineup this year.
Let me hear about that.
You sure you want to hear about
it? If it is secret, I go hide it from people.
Russell, should we tell them what?
I would like to know. So I know they want to know.
I mean, we have people like Hachi and Sis, Salt and Dawn,
okay,
Vibe Nation, DJ Paulie out of the UK.
All right, so they're cooking.
Spider from New York.
All right, don't even get on no more. Y'all already hear that they're cooking and they're cooking hard. The gas plug in, the stove is on. These people are bringing something serious for you. So you gotta come down and get frazzled.
That is correct.
There could be specials throughout the night. You know, our thing is for people to have fun from the beginning. Get there early.
You're going to see the amount of treats that we have in store for you when you get there early, you know. You know, they always say the early bird catches the worm.
That's true.
Well, the early bird is going to catch a lot more than the worm when July 31st comes.
Exactly.
Okay, so tell me a little bit more in terms of the social media. How can I find the flyers? What platforms are you guys on? How can I get a little more information?
All right, well, mainly our IG page, Bash Brothers BIM, BASHBROTHAZ. BIM. You can follow us there for all the updates. You know, our tickets are already open for quite a while now. Ticket links. We have also a whole host of physical outlets where you can get the tickets.
Ticket links, box offices.
You can also contact us directly if you want to just reach out to us for the tickets.
Right.
We issue directly. So a lot of folks, you know, it depends on what you want to get. You can go to Ticket Links online, go to any of their designated box offices. You can reach out to, it's three of us, myself, Russell, Kinga. You can reach out to us directly, or we have a hotline number that you can call, which is 249-9924.
Give me that number one more time.
249-9924, where you can request all of your tickets, ask for your tickets to be held, and then we can arrange payment. And once that payment is remitted, we send your e-ticket straight on to you.
So, guys, you really don't have any excuse not to be at Frazzle because the man got the tickets out there for you. They even say you could contact them personally. They want you to be there. Or you have no excuse.
Exactly. You can contact people that you know that know us.
That know us. Which is what a lot of people
just
do.
Just ask for the Cup Boys and you will get your tickets.
Yeah, man, as I said, this year we in this comeback, 7 to 10 years comeback, we really, you know, this is a new time now. So, you know, we really trying to merge the old with the new.
Right.
Obviously, at that time, when we were in the late 20s, early 30s, as Sarge would tell you, the demographic was huge, like from 18 all the way to 60-something.
Wow.
Right,
wow,
back then. Like, if you look at it, like, our page right now, the Bash Brothers BIM on Instagram. Unfortunately, the Facebook got hot. So,
oh,
jeez. Yeah, we on Instagram. So we got to keep throwing a lot of content from as soon as tomorrow. So you just see flyers now, but just keep looking at it because in the next couple of weeks, it's going to be a bunch of content, a bunch of throwback videos, a bunch of throwback pictures, you know, and just updates, a bunch of updates because we got, what, 2.5 weeks left?
Yeah.
Pretty much. So, yeah, man, I mean, we want to make it different and then we were, you know, looking at the idea of even introducing possibly tables, you know what I mean?
Wow, yeah,
you know, cabanas or nothing, so, because we don't, our whole thing is everybody is just
party together. One, yeah. It's not separated.
We can come in the middle and do some tables, some table packages maybe, you know, for the new school.
Right, in a way. Right.
Some of the old school like that too. But it still be one whole atmosphere, one whole area, okay, and no real segregation for the most part. So.
And tell me one last thing though. Tell me the price of these tickets.
$75.
$75.
So we're keeping it at $75. Because the venue is limited capacity.
Okay.
As massive as the factory is, there's a lot going on in the factory, so there's an event space.
We can't utilize the entire building.
Oh, so what you're saying, tickets are limited.
That is correct.
Tickets are limited. So when the last ticket sells, maybe at the door, maybe before the door, as the last person to enter, because we want to make sure the people are, the patrons are comfortable.
Comfortably enough to enjoy themselves, yeah.
So then, if the ticket's limited, guys, you already know if you're going to be reaching out to the Cup Boys, make sure that y'all call from now. Don't call July 29th. You may get me busy. The tickets can be gone. Make sure y'all call in now. Get your tickets in because you want to get down there and get frazzled. And you don't want to see people frazzled on your Instagram and you ain't frazzled, you home.
Exactly, and our slogan is "Frazzle, be there or be sober." Or be sober.
All right, good. We ain't even gonna further. Man said, "Listen, Bash Brothers said, be there or be sober." Can't go wrong with that. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Anything last words y'all want to say to the people?
I just want to say thanks for having us. It's been a pleasure here. You guys have an amazing studio. Let me just say that.
Thank you so much.
And yeah, I just, you know, want to tell the folks, July 31st. You know what we bring already, just come out, come down, enjoy yourselves and reach out to any of the team members and let's go. Let's do this.
Yeah, man, I agree, Sarge. Same thing here. And, you know, big up to y'all, man. Thanks for this.
Of course.
Robbie, Ocean, Luke, y'all been great to us. Basil D, my everyone. Definitely log on.
Appreciate y'all. Very so true. Thank you guys so much for coming down. We really appreciate it. Yeah. And y'all heard it first. Be there or be sober.
Yeah, boy. You be there, get frazzled, and then at the end, still get sober. Because we can make sure y'all have water for y'all. We want to make sure you drink responsibly.
Right. Thanks, guys. All right. Yeah. Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Welcome to Lurie's Up Podcast with Basil D Magazine.
So today we're here with Wee Ting, and we're here to discuss their new events, and their traditional 4-day style event that is a staple for the crop over season. So I want to welcome both Rhea and Mario to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Luke.
Yeah.
Nice to be here again.
Yeah, nice to be here again. I'm glad to be able to talk to y'all because I want to talk about, is it Breakbeach? Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Breakbeach, you're right.
Yeah. So yeah, that is their new event. That is August
4th?
4th, yeah.
At 4 p.m.
At 4 p.m. This is Kuduma Friday.
Correct.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, let's start with chronologically. So I want to discuss Wee Ting and I want to know really and truly what it is that people can expect on the road with y'all this year. Obviously, we're not going to reveal location, so don't look for that. But what can people really look forward to on the road this year with y'all?
So our usual vibes are even more vibes, for sure, 100%. A whole lot of paint and a whole lot of powder. So you ain't leaving clean. The girls got to tie up the hair. The guys got to make sure if they don't want the hair in the beard, that everything covered.
Yeah.
Right? KFC got us covered this year in terms of the coverings for your hair and your beard and everything. So we're going to be sweet. Yeah, we're going to be sweet.
Wow. Okay.
You can expect Drinks on the road, mm-hmm. of course.
The standard.
You got your drinks trucks, the music on the road. We also have the live instruments, the drums.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The whistles, the what do you call them? Percussion instruments, yeah. Everything that's built the vibe even more, even more. And of course, you can expect the girls to come out sexy. Yeah. I don't know how to get the t-shirts changed, front t-shirts, to swimsuits. Shout out to all the seamstresses and yeah, the tailors.
Yep.
Yeah, so of course, the girls coming out sexy. And the men don't be left out. Yeah. Cause them has come out sweet too.
Yeah.
The muscles, you know. The sweet pants. They will
look, yeah. Huh?
The bellies.
The
bellies.
It's an inclusive event. Yes. Inclusive event, right? So it's inclusive. But everybody definitely comes out and has a great time. All the hottest artists, mm-hmm. for sure, on the trucks. From night till morning, we dare.
So you have live performances too as well?
We have live performances,
okay,
for
that's
sure.
Nice. That's actually quite a nice touch.
Yes.
So also to them, what about Break Beach? What can people expect? What can people look forward to? What is it that they're going to be getting themselves into?
Well, obviously it's a beach party. Mm-hmm. It's happening at Savvy on the Bay. Yeah, that's happening from 4 p.m. We're going to be releasing some looks what you can come out in very soon. Obviously it's a beach party, so we are encouraging the ladies to come out in your bikinis, your wraps. You know, come out looking your best on the beach, obviously. Yeah. You're on the beach, so you don't need no heels, you don't even need a right. sneaker if you don't wear a sneaker. It's all that kind sandals. Of vibe. Yeah. You're looking sandals. For slippers, you want to wear Crocs, you want to wear sandals, you know, you want to come yeah. barefoot.
Yeah,
it's that kind of party. You look your best, you come out with drinks, whole heap of vibes. We got some floaties, but there we can make the venue transform really nice, you know. But the only thing dirty at that party
is the vibes.
So don't worry, ain't a pee, ain't a powder at that party. It's just vibes, it's just drinks, it's beaches, girls looking.
And guys,
inclusive. Yeah. Inclusive, very inclusive.
It's only ladies we have. Represent for the ladies, right? So yeah, 4 p.m., August 12th, Savvy on the Bay. Tickets are now $90. We have a very few packages with both events still available. So if you're looking to come out for the Juve on the beach, you can get a combo ticket.
Okay.
But they are big very, savings. Very limited.
Yeah, big savings. Okay, that's nice.
And funny enough, to our surprise, the beach party is doing very well. So we're happy.
I am not
the support thus far.
Not
thank you, Barbados, and the rest of the world.
For sure.
For the continued support of We Think the Brand. Thank you very much.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people want the We Think experience, but some people don't arrive early enough.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
But then they still, so they in the last week of Rock Over, they want to still get that feeling, you know, they want to be able to experience the brand.
Correct.
I think that's exactly what y'all are plugging into. And I think it's fantastic that the brand has started expanding this way explore new ventures.
Because we definitely also looking to export the brand.
Ooh.
But, you know, with exporting, there are certain things you can't do overseas. Mm-hmm. So, you know, something like a beach party is more, can do more with that in most places. So,
because y'all went down to Trinidad this year, right?
Yes.
Freedom Juve.
Yeah. That was good vibes as well. That was a great experience, learning experience. Hopefully, we're going to be there again for 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I like that. I like to see Barbadian brands expand and going to overseas markets and gain a foothold elsewhere. I like to see them expand and move outside, I guess, what would be their traditional comfort zones. We know y'all expanded from Crop Over and went into November.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also like the fact that now you're going into more of Crop Over, especially last week when, like I would have mentioned before, people wanted.
And as we move, we're moving with Bajan artists and Bajan DJs too.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
So that's really
that's the plan.
I like that because then it really helps.
It's retail.
Exactly. it encapsulates the brand. It looks at the brand experience. It looks at the entire brand ethos in that type of way. I think that's a fantastic move.
Correct.
So then is there any DJ specifically that y'all want to highlight for? This is either We Ting or Break Beach. Or is there any kind of
surprise? It's just too much to mention. but just know a lot of Bajan acts, a lot of Bajan DJs for sure will be on the card. We're looking at some of the bigger DJs, we're just trying to work out the timing right now with all the events that is happening on that day.
It is a lot, to be quite honest. A lot going on, a lot of events. Like the every day I swear to God, a new event appears and I'm like, oh my gosh.
But all of them going to be full though?
Yeah, all going to be.
Because everybody ready for
everybody
the season.
Everybody wants to be outside.
People are talking about Kwapo for months.
Yeah.
And you know, we do, we want to encourage, you know, if you can't make it to meeting, you could attend something else. You know, it's if we think it's not in your price point, you know, choose a weekly party, choose something. I want to.
Everybody's going to get him season.
Correct. Yeah. Come out and support Kwapo because only us as Barbadians can make Kwapo bigger.
That is very true.
You know what I'm saying? So once we support, then other people will want to come and support.
That is so true.
You got me. The one to get involved. That's
correct.
So true.
Correct.
So true.
But yeah, because yeah, we see it a lot, and that kind of fever, and the way that people from outside.
Fever is the word. Fever was brewing from about February though.
I think so. I really think so. Please take it.
Been fever.
Yeah, I know, right? Maybe for November, maybe for next year or something.
We'll see.
I can play around with it and see, but definitely.
But, I want to touch on like a couple improvements that you can expect for the road, for the jump. Mm-hmm. We're going to be adding more bartenders to the trucks. Mm-hmm. So you guys can look out for that, you know, trying to make that whole getting your drinks experience better. In terms of the trucks, there's really nothing we can do about trucks.
I mean, I can't really lower them, you know.
You know, we rent those trucks and that is the size, I guess, you know, thanks to Aura and Charlie, we get those trucks from those guys, the music trucks, the drinks trucks. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're set. That's the height. That's the size. Yeah. There's nothing we can do right now about trucks, but add more bartenders. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to look at doing some pre-mixes where we could serve a little faster depending on what it is you want. And those are the kind of ideas we came up with thus far in terms of improving that whole drinks experience at the gym.
Yeah, because I applaud y'all that y'all listen to criticism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, for sure. We want to make sure that our patrons are always happy, at least 99%. Because you know you can't please everyone.
It's honestly untrue. You really can't please everybody. But I do like that you waded into the criticism and separated the wheat from the chaff to say, okay, this is a legitimate and you just talking nonsense. Then we can say, okay, this is what we're going to look at.
I like some you can ignore idea. And some you can
exactly
see how you can better for sure.
I like the premix idea because some people just want something to grab and go. Because some people just show up and when the bartender look at them, then they're like, they freeze. So the premix is great. It's like people just want something to drink and move off. So especially a lot of men are not picky at all. Yeah, they just want to get back to the job and they're working out and maximizing the time. Yeah. Because it's always a fantastic experience and I think a lot of people look forward to it. Like it's one of the most requested on the calendar.
For sure.
The most that people look forward to.
And at the end, the breakfast as well.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
I know everybody wanted crop over body, but the breakfast next.
And that also, we're going to be upping that this year.
Even more. Because you know the breakfast is big.
All
point.
Yeah, it always is. It's be a lot of stuff like a whole mini food village that people can bounce from different stalls and
correct.
Collect
you know
them.
How we do it.
I know how it is. Collect food at Infinity Gauntlets. Yeah.
Yes.
Security wise, that as well will be bumped up. Mm-hmm. Definitely looking at, you know, working closer with the task force.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Well as private security. So that will be bumped up as well. You know, you can't be slack on security these days. So that is going to be bumped up as well.
Right?
So when people want to weigh, the event is the price.
Yeah,
that true. Is the way.
Yeah,
trucks, drinks, DJs.
Sure.
That $260 is not in a bag. Yeah. You don't see it in a bag.
Right, exactly.
And distribution is another event too.
Go on, say,
all that
go on, say, where am I $260 in this bag? It's not in the bag. It's the whole experience. You feel like I'll pay Hachi and Silver or Beijing 2 or whoever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Pay the truck all these that bring people, in the
yeah.
All these people got to be paid. And as you know, entertainment is a whole ecosystem.
Yeah.
The people that are dealing with the shirts, getting some cash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The photographers, the videographers, the drummers, the drinks companies, the
workers, bartenders.
I can't call all the artists,
the paint packers,
yeah, the people setting up the breakfast,
the people that are selling the paint,
the people that are selling the paint.
Shout out to Birds of Paint,
yeah.
next year, November, we can talk, but it's a whole ecosystem, this whole entertainment thing. So, you know, a lot of things going up,
yeah,
as you would know,
yeah.
So, And we're also looking at improving. Are we improving and the cost rising? You know?
Yeah, we could have a whole conversation about the orange economy and the ramifications, as you say, the cost that people don't think about it. Just as you say, people say it's too sexy for a shirt and jumping behind a truck. But as you say, it's so much that goes into it. The drinks, the bartenders, the trucks. Yeah, distribution.
And it's also premium drinks. Help. It's not just rum and beer.
Exactly.
So, you know, you can't compare certain things and then wonder, okay, so why is this event on something? And why is
it? Yeah.
Because we do premium drinks.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot that go into our whole package.
Creating the whole experience. Yeah. The entire weeding ecosystem, the entire thing that people look forward to so much. Like, even down to selecting locations. So, because somebody has to go down and do a site visit. Mm-hmm. You have to take people down there. Yeah,
multiple. You have to say,
okay, this is work. Okay, this
parking,
isn't working.
Space for breakfast, space for jump, space for the trucks to turn around.
Exactly.
We talk about cutting grass.
Cutting the grass, leveling the ground. I didn't even think about that. The ankle.
We talk about creating parking. Like, remember East Coast Jump?
Oh, yes, yes.
I had to cut grass like something else. I don't know why you want to study these things. Get a guy with a bobcat and go and swipe the grass. It's be a lot. It's just not be as simple. You guys just come and have fun.
Right. People just show up to the finished product.
Which is what we want. That's what we live for.
Right.
They don't see
the moving
pieces behind it.
All the work that goes into it. They think
it's fun though.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I part of the podcast is that I want people to gain a greater understanding of that and be out of the logistics that
this is just one event. So
this is just one.
Think about all the others with the work going into it behind the scenes. So
it doesn't just like y'all don't just get up one day and say, yeah, we think and snap your fingers and it magically appears.
So show your promoters a little more love, Marvin. Thank you.
Yeah, honestly and truly. So I do hope that people come away with a better understanding of what it takes to go into creating the events. And then after you've done creating the event, why then you would say, okay, I think that I have a good model with this. I can now look to go into a beach party or I could look to going overseas or anything like that. So yeah, it's been, it's a lot of work. I just want to emphasize that.
We really do have to mention though and thank all of the persons who have been loyal to us.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when we check the tickets, there are people that when they look through, they've come to every single event.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people take pictures of all the cups in their house.
Yes,
they got them up on the hutch, what the old people say, the hutch.
Yeah.
They got them lined off like it's fine china.
Yeah.
But the patrons is who's really made the event.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the patrons is be more hype than us.
I showed out the committee.
Yes.
Shout out the committee.
Be real hype. Yeah. Right? So we really want to thank them. As Mario said, all the committee members really couldn't have done it without them.
Yeah.
They have been, some of them have been with us from 2015 when we started. I would say that we all grew up together. Because since then, so much babies born, so much marriages.
True.
All sorts of things. We have grown together. So really, really shout out to them for true.
Yeah, and then as you said, even with distribution,
sitting
down there for hours and dealing with people and packaging things and making sure everybody's right.
Like, if you fool one more shirt, you're gonna pass it. But them is be troopers and they be there, so shout out to them for sure.
Yeah, I do like that. And as you rightfully say, a lot of people are more hype in advance for the event. I see a lot on Twitter. We get it a lot on Instagram too, as well. Mm-hmm. People start to tag us in the stories. People almost wait religiously for the weeding snap so that they could watch for the weeding reels, and you could see them coming back like months later to like it, to share it, to watch it, and they'd be like, where did this come from? You know, like
they're just hype.
Go down the hashtag so that specifically so that they could find it. So like in the run up now, you will see them sharing it or you see them liking it or commenting on it.
Well, the social media is really buzzing right now. So, you know, if you're looking to win a package, this is your time.
Yeah,
you have a lot of sponsors. Running their promotions right now where you can win a package either for the jump or a beach party ticket. So you can go on to Weeting BIM on Instagram and you can look in our posts or our stories and you're going to see most of those promos that are happening right now, and you could get in the mix and try to win a ticket. No,
speaking of sponsors though, are there any that you want to shout out?
Of course.
Honestly, we couldn't have done it without them. So we have Hypat, we have Hanshow, we have KFC.
KFC.
Wibisco, Brayden, Sunshine Snacks, Massey, Stansford Scott, Armstrong Signature Spa. I gotta keep talking. Honestly, the sponsors, we really want to thank them.
Yeah, sure. Shout out Sheraton Center as well.
Correct. Mm-hmm. That's a hint, hint. That's our distribution. Right.
Yeah, that's where our distribution is going to be. So once the podcast is out before.
It should be. The mall that has it all, as you say, That has been your, you know, you've had it traditionally. It's been a great spot. It has great parking that you really can't go wrong. The distribution spot with Sheraton is central. Can't really want anything.
For sure.
So yeah, I really want to thank y'all for coming out and shining a light on what goes on behind the scenes where we think and crafting the event. I hope that we've shed enough light on the beach party too as well. Is there anything y'all want to add for that before we close?
Get there early. It's break beach. So, you know, if you have to work, tell the boss you're not coming to work today.
So you're supposed to duck out to work and come to the road. Yes. Okay.
Marie, you gonna tell them what beach means.
Break beach,
That's true.
Your duck work, basically. Your duck it like father fox. So.
Yeah, could be. And some people online were wondering. I was like, what does this actually mean, you know?
Your duck work like father fox, you know? You come out, you know, 4 days. What time 4 days?
It's starting
the next morning?
Yeah, next morning, 1 o'clock, 1 a.m. Yeah.
All right, so make sure you got your 4 day clothes in the car. When you leave Meeting Beach Party, you're going straight to your preferred 4 day action.
Correct.
Whoever you jump in with 4 day morning.
So I love that diplomacy. Yeah. But also support of other brands.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you want to support other brands. Yeah. You want to give them their
all love, all love. Trust me, all those guys.
Can't be a season.
Exactly, you know, so it can't. It's not the Weeting universe.
Exactly,
you know?
It's not Weeting crossover.
We all bounce around ideas. We all help each other and like sourcing suppliers, sourcing products, whatever. We work together, and you're gonna see some of them at Weeting, and you will see me at some a couple of them. You understand? Yeah. So it's one love, definitely.
I think it should be that
one
way.
Love for
and
sure.
We have our section in Aura as well.
Cool. True. Okay, there we go.
Collaboration.
So there you go. All the collaboration as well, you know?
Yes. So shout out to Lauren on designing our section. Gorgeous. Yes.
So yeah, that's fantastic. Okay, yeah. So I don't know if y'all had any more additional thoughts you wanted to share in closing.
Well, we just want to encourage everyone, first of all, to make sure you select your designated driver. That's very big for us. You know, if you're going to be coming out and you're going to be drinking, drink responsibly. We want everyone to get home safe, back to their families, and arrive alive. Select, call a shuttle, call a taxi man, link up your crew. Like 10 people can park at your house and you all pull up. And let me get a taxi to and from. Don't worry about driving. Leave that to somebody else.
Right.
You know what I mean? A rare possible carpool. You know how it's be with parking and stuff.
Yeah.
Carpool as much as possible. Yeah. And, you know, come out and have fun. You know, respect your fellow patrons. You know, if your daddy says she don't want to dance, low she.
Yeah.
300 more ladies there that you could choose from.
10,000 other people to choose from. Correct. So.
For real.
Yeah, I do support the designated driver and driving to arrive alive because it is very important in the crop over season.
For sure. You can look out for our sober zone this year. Heavy on that. Look out for your sober zone this year.
Can we tell you we up in the
job? Look out for your sober zone.
You honestly are. So yeah, definitely will. A lot to look out for in this season, really, for patrons, honestly.
100%.
So yeah, I want to thank you both.
Thanks for having me, bro.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was a fantastic thing.
It was.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. This episode was recorded and produced by Wabi at Nameless Productions.
Nurture it, and if it ever go, I would cry for it. And if they had the war, would I die for it? And anywhere we go, I'ma fight for it.